Hi, this is Xinhua Qian with the AT&T Developer Program. I'm here with Peter van der Linden, who is the Android technology evangelist with Motorola. And we're going to talk about Android phones. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you, Xinhua. I'm happy to have the chance to talk with the AT&T developer community.
So first of all, what is Android?
Android is the name of a complete stack of mobile phone software that is currently taking the world by storm. Android was developed by Google in partnership with leading phone manufacturers, including Motorola. The Android source code has been published by Google in an open source process. So this gives developers and network operators and manufacturers unprecedented ability to customize and modify their mobile device products.
So what does it mean in terms of popularity among customers?
The Android take-up has been exceptional, unprecedented, you might almost say. According to the Nielsen Market Analysis report, more Android devices were sold in the USA in Q3 this year than any other smartphone. And Android isn't just on phones. It's powering tablets, televisions, automobiles, and other devices. All this demand from consumers is powering a virtuous feedback cycle, motivating software developers to write new apps and deploy them on AT&T phones.
So Peter, say I'm an experienced app developer and I want to get started with Android. What would you recommend?
Well, Xinhua, there's a wealth of information and free software tools online. I know that the AT&T developer website has information on the Android SDK, and the Motorola developer website, which is at developer.motorola.com, you can go there and download the SDK and other tools. The SDK, the software development kit, helps you write apps that run on any Android device, not just those from Motorola, and the software is pretty portable. The SDK is a free download, and the whole tool chain is pretty modern. Android is programmed in Java, and it uses the popular Eclipse development environment along with a plugin. So if you're already familiar with Java and Eclipse, you've got a head start in your learning.
I see. And you're right, AT&T Developer Program is very resourceful for the developers. The Developer Program website is developer.att.com.
And I think you've got a forum there too, and technical tips.
Yes, yes.
So let me explain how hard or simple it is to learn Android. I'm sure the developer community would be interested to know what kind of an investment they need to make. So a lot of developers have already mastered it. So if you're an experienced developer, there's a peer group out there who've already gone through this process. But I have to say, like most other things, you get out of it in proportion to what you put in. Now, Android is built on a number of tried and tested technologies. We've already talked about Java and Eclipse. Android also makes extensive use of XML, the markup language, and the SQLite database, relational database, and it runs on the Linux platform, embedded Linux. So the more of these technologies you already know, the more of a head start you'll have. Now, this is embedded programming, which is a little harder than desktop or server development, but there are a lot of online resources, and I'd encourage developers to tap into those community boards we mentioned earlier, developer.att.com and developer.motorola.com. There's a lot of knowledge in those communities, and those are great places to share it.
Thank you, Peter. How quickly can I expect to get going?
I would say you want to dedicate an afternoon to your first experience. The place to start is by installing Java, if it's not already on your system. Java is on all Macs and many Linuxes. Then go to developer.motorola.com and download MotorDev Studio, which is Eclipse, plus some incredibly handy tools bundled with it that you're going to absolutely love. Or if you've already got Eclipse running on your PC, if it's already your development environment, there's a plugin that you can download an Android plugin. After that, go to developer.android.com, where you can complete the other downloads you need, which is the Android SDK and some platform libraries. It's a couple of hundred megabytes of download, so if anyone out there is still using a phone and modem, this is something to do in your school or library. Allow a couple of hours to download everything and get it installed properly. The SDK comes with some sample code, which you can build and run to test that it all works.
What if I haven't bought my AT&T Android phone yet?
Okay, the software development kit comes with a software emulator that lets you run Android programs on your PC instead of on your AT&T phone. Everything is supported on Apple macOS, OS X, on Linux, and on Windows, so whichever development environment you're comfortable with, you can get going even without a phone.
Oh, that's great. Do you have any tips for people getting started?
I do. I like to think of the process of learning Android as being like learning a spoken language. Experts say that the best way to learn a new spoken language is immersion. They mean plunge yourself into the middle of a crowd of native speakers and start absorbing. Listen to everything, observe everything, read everything, and try out some simple things for yourself. Don't expect to run before you can walk, but keep at it, and your efforts will begin to pay off.
Can you tell us something more about it? How do people sell the applications they write?
Well, Shenhua, Google promotes a large marketplace. Developers can register with this market for a small fee and then upload their finished apps and offer them for sale to end users. Users can search that marketplace from their phone. There's an app on the phone that takes them to the marketplace and puts up a search box, and they can purchase and install apps that they like. The marketplace software takes care to only show users apps that will actually run on their phone. If an app needs, for example, GPS hardware or a touch screen or a high-resolution screen, it will only be displayed to users that have that hardware. This works pretty well, and it provides a terrific way for developers to compete on even terms with the big players in software.
One more question. I know we have some Android phone out there with OS 1.5, and now it's OS 2.1. How do I leverage my applications on different versions of Android platform?
Well, Android offers backwards compatibility, which means your old software will keep running on the newer platforms. And beyond that, there are a range of standard techniques which you can apply so that your software is maximally portable, even the new stuff that you write. And I know that the AT&T developer community website has a lot of information about this. So I would encourage listeners to go out and hit their browsers and dig in there, developer.att.com.
Any last advice?
Make sure to terminate all your comments and handle all your exceptions. Now, seriously, Android is one of the best new developments in the industry in the last few years. And I encourage every software developer to evaluate this technology and see if they want to become a player in app development. In terms of selling apps, what the marketing guys call app monetization, the Android version of the popular Angry Birds game was downloaded more than 1 million times within the first 24 hours of release, and more than 2 million times in its first weekend. So grab your lucky coding pencil, head over to developermotorola.com and developerat.com. Think about which AT&T phone is right for you and get started.
Thank you, Peter. I am very inspired by your passion towards Android. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
It's a pleasure talking to you, Shenhua.